Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. Hello and welcome back to Weekend Warriors Hockey. We're here for episode 19. I'm Austin and joining me today are Rick and Coach Rob. Rick, you had mentioned before we started recording that you wanted to talk a little bit about skates today. And I had also mentioned that I was getting some new skates and I wanted to give an impression on those. So why don't we go ahead and jump in and Rick, I'll let you get started and kind of hit those areas that you think are important when it comes to skates.
So many people come to camp and they don't know that their skates have edges. And we teach them to skate on the inside edge and the outside edge and the neutral edge. And you know, the hollow is a misconception the way people think about it, because what it has to do with is that the smaller the number, like a 3/8 inch hollow means that it's actually deeper cut than say a 1/2 inch hollow or a 5/8 inch hollow. So the bigger the number, that refers to the radius of the circle that is used to cut the hollow, which is the blade, you know, from edge to edge, not the length of the blade, but from edge to edge. So that, you know, a 1/4 inch piece of steel is cut with a hollow that allows the blades to dig into the ice.
I agree with that. I think that, yeah, it's important for especially adult league players to find out what you like. I mean, I always tell every adult league player, just start at a half inch and then work your way either up or down, however you feel you need to go. I don't think, my personal opinion is I don't think it's as important for an adult league player one way or the other. It's just what you feel. I can tell you as a player, I'd like the 3/8, which almost is a little bit different. I was a big guy. I was, you know, 200 pounds playing hockey. I think I might go with something a little less of a hollow, but I like the deep cut. I like to cut hard and fast. I also stronger in my legs, so I didn't have a problem with it. But in theory, if you are a lighter person, light on your feet, maybe you want to go with something deeper. If you're a little bit heavier, maybe something a little less.
Yeah, I used to use the 3/8, and now I find that too sharp. So I skate on a 1/2 inch. Hollow. And of course, there's a lot of considerations. It's the way you play. It's your weight. It's the ice conditions, right? So, you know, if it's the middle of winter and the rink is really, you know, the ice is hard, you're not going to sink in as much. You might want something sharper, meaning close, you know, lower number, 3/8 inch or 1/2 inch. And if, let's say it's the middle of summer, and the rink is struggling to keep the ice really hard, the ice gets soft, you're going to sink in more. And so maybe a 3/8, if that's what you're skating on in the winter, maybe that feels too sharp for summer conditions. So you may want to go with something a little bit less deep on your hollow.
Yeah. And the information I've always used, I'm like Rob, I was always told with a 1/2 inch. So I always went with whatever I was kind of told when I first started skating. But as I've gotten larger in my later parts of my life, I've gone from a 1/2 inch down to about a 5/8. But that does change with the seasons. And living in Florida, the ice can be in better condition in the winter than it is in the summer. So certainly every player has to determine how much bite they want and how much glide they want. And it's never a bad thing just to try out different cuts to your hollow to see what it is. And I think Rob's right. The heavier you are, perhaps the less bite you want. And you want to move your way more towards a more of a glide cut, which means moving you more towards that 1 inch range rather than down towards the 3/8 inch. It is a little counterintuitive when you think about sharpening of your blades as well, but it's extremely important.
When you drop your skates off, you know, you have to let them know, because otherwise they're just going to cut whatever they have set up. So you have to say, if you want a 1/2 inch, specify that. Say, I want a 1/2 inch hollow. and let them know. Otherwise, they're just going to cut whatever they've been cutting for the last guy.
Yep.
True. And I was going to say, for goaltenders, it's completely different. It's obviously you want to, for goaltenders, it's a lot more shallow here, anywhere from like an inch, which is very not much at all, because they want to have that side to side motion. They still have to push into the ice, but they want to be able to slide across. So that'll be even less of a hollow than say a player skate. And then just to also touch on, you know, the difference between a hollow and a rocker are two different things. A rocker would be from toe to toe or toe to heel. A hollow is actually the cut in your blade. A rocker would be how much blade is actually on the ice, and you can have it more geared toward your toes. You could have it centered. You could have it maybe towards back your heels, depending maybe on position and how you skate. But again, I think that for most adult league players, just going with a typical rocker or typical radius would be fine, at least from a starting standpoint.
Yeah, you start getting into rockers or what others would call profiling. That's a whole different can of worms to talk about.
But you can't mention one without the other. Like exactly. they go hand in hand.
Yep. And so then you got profiling. If you took your blade and you actually laid it down and you drew a big circle, most manufacturers have somewhere around a 10 or 11 foot circle of radius for that whole blade curve. And different people, depending on the size of their foot and what kind of skating they do, they'll want maybe an 11 or even a 12 foot radius. Some want a 9 foot radius. It all depends. So you definitely get into, when it comes to hockey skates, not just as Rob mentioned, the hollow that you get it cut to, but then you have rockering, you have radius, and then you have sometimes multiple radius cuts along a blade as well. So it can get complicated. And then if you have a radius blade, the person sharpening your skates has to know that it's radius so they don't actually flatten it out if you have multiple radius cuts into your blade. So I have a Sparks machine and I do sharpen some of my friend's skates, and I notice their blades oftentimes are not level. So what that means is when you lay a blade leveling measurement device across the two edges, one edge will be higher than the other. That makes them feel like that one part of the skate does not actually have an edge because they're not getting over far enough to feel it. They'll feel like there's not an edge there. So just something to be careful with. You want your blades not only to be cut properly to the right depth, but you also want them to be level with one each edge with the other one. So
that's a great point too, that also if you break a blade, don't just replace one, to replace them both, because you might have the same problem. You might feel like you're higher on one leg, not on the other. So just as an FYI, because it happens.
Yeah. And that becomes expensive too, which is a whole, again, another can of worms to get into, which is the actual steel. There's many different manufacturers out there. You'll find some that come on standard skates to be pretty decent, and others that'll come on skates that you get out of the store to be really terrible. It just depends on the manufacturer.
Another consideration is, who is doing the sharpening, right? So, some places you have guys that have been doing it for 30 years and they're experts and they can do a fantastic job. And sometimes you have a teenage kid in there who got 10 minutes of training on the machine and might be messing up your skates and making them worse than they started when you brought them in. So you kind of got to, be careful about where you're getting them done and who's doing them.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. That's why, like I said, if you can go to a place that has a Sparks machine or a similar one that cuts it automatically, they're really good. They'll give you a very similar cut every single time versus, an 18-year-old rink attendant who's just learning how to sharpen skates. So I also have friends that'll go 6 months without sharpening their skates and they could care less. So
I was just going to say, how often do you guys sharpen your skates? I can tell you, maybe once or twice a year for me. It's been, I usually get them sharpened before camp season and then maybe once before hockey season. And once the only time I get it sharpened multiple times or on a more regular basis, if I do take an edge or, hit a post or something or scrape along the boards, but I really don't get my skates sharpened all that much, to tell you the truth.
My playing skates, I get sharpened reasonable frequency, like maybe every 3 months, but my camp skates, maybe once a year.
I sharpen mine every week.
And how many times do you play a week?
I'm on the ice probably about four times a week. And I just run because I have a Sparks machine. I'm able to run just like one pass or two passes, and it doesn't take much steel off at all, but I'm able to get that edge back. So, but I have one at home, so I can do it whenever I want. So
that's true.
I would go every month before I got my machine. I'd get it every month, which was 16 to 20 skates I'd be on if I was getting it every month. So, because I'm able to go sometimes four times a week.
So you have no excuse for not using your outside edge then, right?
I don't know how to use it. I have one and it's sharp.
It's sharp.
Yeah, I usually don't have a problem with that part. So it's actually using them properly. That's a different method. So, okay.
I know nobody can see us right now, but I'm just shaking my head for those of you that are listening.
I mean, I understand the concepts. Coach Rob has taught me. I can't do it. That's a different story.
You don't feel like you're wasting, like that Sparks machine is, you know, generating that outside edge for you. You don't feel like maybe it's a waste of, you know, a good machine not using that edge.
I still use them. I can't do his drills. So I'm working on it. Okay. I'm a work in progress. So
might have to get some video.
No, let's not. So it's always painful to watch yourself skate, but, so that hits some really good concepts there as far as skates go with the blades, specifically your, radius of hollow, which is, as Rick kind of mentioned, you know, how deep you're going to cut them, less bite, more glide, more bite, less glide. Those kind of go together. And then we kind of hit on some other cans of worms to think about, which is, whether it's rockered or profiled. And then of course, how often you sharpen them. So those are all things every player, just like when we talked about sticks, you kind of got to get your own feeling for it. Okay. So I also wanted to touch on, if you guys are okay with it, a little bit about, some things that have come up with skates over the past, few months. Some of them are the last couple of years. So, everybody's skates, I think, comes down to primarily fit. Rob and Rick, would you agree to that? That's the number one thing you need to look at when you're getting new skates.
Yeah, they need to fit and they need to be comfortable.
Okay. How do you recommend finding that?
I mean, you got to go to a shop and you got to, you know, try them on, right? You got to get these skates on your feet and put them on and walk around in them. And, you know, find somebody that, you know, is good at fitting skates and realize that, you know, they're going to bake them for you, right? And get them so that they fit your feet. Cause most of the higher end skates you can bake and they have a special oven where they can bake them for you and get them to fit your feet. We always tell people, like, when you're going to camp, that's not the time to break in a new pair of skates. People think, oh, I'm going to be on the ice 12 hours in a weekend. I'll get them all broken in right away. Yeah. You're going to break your feet. So, you know, we want to make sure that we get something that fits and, don't try to use them. Don't bring them to camp for the first time you're going to use them.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. I was going to say, I agree. And it's not just lengthwise, just make sure you have the proper width as well. And fit is important. You know, maybe I'll say this to all of our campers who are parents as well. Make sure you get skates that fit your kids, because I know the kids are going to grow and I don't want to buy a new pair of skates next summer, but if you buy them the wrong pair of skates, you might be dealing with a lot of issues over the course of a season. So not as it only important for adults, it might be even more important for kids to make sure you have the proper fit, and not buying your kids and putting three pairs of socks on them so they fit and this, that, and the other thing. Buy skates that fit and that are comfortable for not just you, but for your kids as well. And I think that's an important point. Like I said, not just length, but width as well. Doesn't have to be a $700 pair of skates. Find something that's comfortable for you and that's going to work. You know, I don't see any reason for an adult league player to have $700-$800 pair of skates. You can find a perfect good pair of skates for a couple hundred bucks and you get a lot of use out of them. So a lot of those top end skates take a little bit more to break in. They're a little stiffer generally because they're woven and stitched differently in different materials and can be a little tougher to break in. So just something to think about out there.
And Rob, would you say that, like, for instance, with sticks, we talked about like a stick can be too stiff for somebody. Can a skate be too stiff for some? If you're a beginner player and you're on a $700 skate, that's too stiff for you, right?
100%. I mean, we talk about it at camp all the time. You want to have flexibility in your ankles. And sometimes you get in with into a stiff skate or, you know, a high end skate, and you're not a high end player. You might have issues getting a little bit lower. Your ankles could get sore just from rubbing because you can't flex. When you drop your hips, you can't kind of get into that natural forward lean because those skates are too stiff. And again, you want to have flexibility to the inside, to the outside, forward and back in your skates. And again, some of those high end skates are really, really difficult to break in.
And that brings up another point with regarding tying your skates. So I can remember when I first started playing, and I've seen people do this at camp, you want your skates to be tight because you feel like you don't have, you know, maybe enough ankle strength. So you want your skates to be tight around your ankles. So you end up taking those extra long laces and wrapping them around a couple times, and you got them tight as can be around your ankles. And as we know from, you know, camp, you want some flexibility. You want to be able to flex, you know, left and right, and as well as front and back, right? So you don't want your skates, you want them tight around snug around the foot, but not necessarily strangling your ankle.
Yeah, and we see some people who, you know, my coach told me not to tie up the top eyelid and this, that, and the other. And that's fine. If that's what you're comfortable with doing, I would never, you find something that works for you. If you want to keep them a little loose around the ankle and maybe put a strap of tape around your shin pad in the back of your skate, I've seen people do that. That's fine. As long as it's not too tight and you still have flexibility there. It's all about feel and what works for you. But as long as you have that flexibility in your ankle, any of those things are fine. Rick's completely right. I don't want you to tie. I mean, for me personally, I don't want to see laces tied around your skates and then strangling your ankle type of thing. Just do a double laces too long, do a double knot.
One thing to consider when tying skates, and some people aren't aware of it, they make waxed laces. So there's regular cotton laces, and then there's a waxed version. So if you have trouble keeping your skates tight, the wax, when they kind of bite and hold as you're, you know, grabbing the next rung up, you know, as you tighten them, they kind of stay a little better. So you could try waxed laces as a way of tightening up your skates.
Yep.
Agree. So I wanted to touch on a little bit, some changes that I've noticed, because I had mentioned on the last episode that I got some new skates to try. There's been quite a few changes in just the last couple of weeks with skates. So one of the things, Bauer is the most popular skate out there. I think 70% of the NHL players wear Bauer. I think as far as volume of skates sold in North America, Bauer is probably about similar. So Bauer totally changed their fit system, and they've gone to a fit one, a fit two, and a fit three. So if you're out there looking for new Bauer skates, you really definitely need to try them on. If you're looking for a new set of Bauers and you're going to buy a 2020 skate, you need to try them on. The good news is, if you like the Vapor fit, whatever it is about the Vapor skate that you like, and you're like me and you have a wide, high volume foot, you can now get a Fit 3 Vapor and you can use that if it fits your foot well. But the point Rick had about trying them on is even more important these days if you're going to get a new set of Bauers. The other thing is, if you're in the market for an old set of Bauers, now's definitely the time to go look for them, as they've all gone on clearance. So
now the fitting thing that you're mentioning is new. I had not heard that. And so I think that's really good information. And I agree completely with both of you guys that if you can get to a store and try your skate on, I know it's great to order online, this, that, and the other thing, but there's something to be said for, you know, touch, feel, putting on your foot, that type of thing. So I agree completely.
CCM hasn't changed a ton. They still have kind of the same three that they've had for several years. But one interesting thing is there's a True is newer to the market. If people haven't heard of True Skates, up to this point, they've been custom, about $1,000 to get a set of True Skates. But they are introducing in the next couple weeks, if not already, two lines that go down as low as $329 to get a set of True Skates, up to about $599 for an adult. So for folks out there who want another option besides a Bauer CCM, True has introduced what I'll call off the shelf skates instead of just purely custom ones. So some interesting stuff going on with skates, just some things to think about if you're buying new skates. And so real quick, we're kind of at our normal time to end the episode, but I wanted to give just a couple of things. I did get a new set of, even though Rob's going to call me crazy, a set of CCM Tax AS3s. They are not the $1,000 ones, but they're their newest model. And the reason why I got them is I had a 90-day skate on them, return them for a full refund if you don't like them. No other manufacturer allows you to sharpen them, bake them, skate them, and return them if you don't like them. So, so far I love them. I have a wide foot and a lot of volume. You're also able to change the tongues out on these skates, and they fit amazing the first time I put them on. So I'm enjoying my AS3s, and they have not helped me find my outside edge to Rob's satisfaction, but I will keep working on that. So, but if anybody's interested, you can always shoot us an email and I can give some more information about it. But I do like them so far, and I probably am going to keep them. So with that, Rick, Rob, anything else you wanted to throw out for skates? Or maybe we do a quick camp update?
I don't have anything else, Austin.
Again, just don't be enamored with the price tag that think that because I'm buying the higher end skate that it's going to be the best thing for you. Try them on. Be comfortable. Find someone who knows how to fit skates properly. And I think that can go a long way into finding a good pair of skates for the recreational adult league player.
Absolutely. There are some good deals out there if you're looking for skates right now, I'm telling you. Okay, Rick, updates for the rest of the 2020 season?
Well, we've got five camps left. So we've got Washington, D.C. We're off for Labor Day weekend. Then we've got Shelton, Connecticut, Lake Tahoe, Austin, Texas, and Vail, Colorado, all on four consecutive weekends. So if you haven't made it to a camp this year, come on out. We'd love to have you.
Fingers crossed, just like you guys, that those camps are going to go off and people get some ice time out there. So
someone might not be able to travel to all of them, but that's in a whole other story. That's a whole other issue.
Got a people from Georgia are banned from coming in kind of thing.
Yeah.
He can't go to Connecticut.
Okay. Well, I hope that clears up, Rob, and you're able to make it up there. But anyway, well, thanks everyone for joining us and for tuning in. If you do have feedback, please shoot us an email and leave us a rating if you can on your favorite podcast platform. And we will talk again soon.
We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.